Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Guess who's back? Donna Dunlap, our chief executive officer with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
I'm saying Happy New Year. This coming year is going to be the year of mentoring, helping, growing, expanding your horizons.
And the focus, especially in January, that's kicking off what we call Mentoring Month. And it's a month where we celebrate folks that tend to give back to others through mentoring. Just to help everyone understand what a mentor does, they provide support, they provide guidance, they share their time, their talent, their social capital to help others, whether it's an adult or a child, to really have advantages that they wouldn't have had without their support. So it's a great gift. And January, we celebrate that, and we celebrate all the mentors and people that focus on helping others.
Who, pray tell, helps others more so than others? I guess people that have more time.
I find the busiest people make time, and they find great reward in giving that time. And for our program, Big Brothers Big Sisters, you can spend a total of 48 hours a year, which is about 2 hours to 4 hours a month, helping a child ages 5 to 18 and really helping them overcome some difficult challenges in their home and school life. And it's not that much time. We watch more bad TV than the time it takes to help another person.
And even if we do have kids, let's just say someone listening now has kids and they're like, I don't need to do anything else in life. I'm having trouble doing what I'm charged with. But to bring another child into the dynamic changes the dichotomy of it?
Well, our program's focused on having that one-to-one relationship with the child. There are opportunities to engage them with your children, but it's really spending that time and listening and being there for that child and really supporting what their needs are, because they will have their own development plan, and we will support and guide that child. We have a need for more mentors, and we're celebrating all the 1,500 men and women who have volunteered with our organization, but we need more. There are more children out in the community. So January, we're going to have what's called 31 and 31, and we're focused on having 31 men specifically to volunteer with our organization to help us mentor the young boys that are waiting to be served.
What are some of the needs? I know you said someone to listen.
Right.
We all need that.
Right.
Once you listen, do you always have to come up with a solution?
A lot of times for a child, they just want to be heard. So I'll give a perfect example. My little sister, I share with her, you know, a lot of advice and guidance, and I just listen to her opinions and let her know that she's valued, and it's just that dedicated support. And I ask her, you know, what's so special about having me as a big sister? And she'll say, you are consistent. You are reliable. You are kind. It's not the things you would think would matter to a child. They're the things that are really values that they're seeking in another person to help them be a better person.
Which in turn makes us a better person.
It does. She gives me joy. I enjoy it. All of our bigs really enjoy the experience.
Okay, so we need 31.
We need 31 men in 31 days during the month of January. And we do have a challenge where there are a lot of children. The children we serve are of all ethnic backgrounds, but we are struggling with African-American men or black men to participate in our program. And we want to just make it clear that you're not adopting the child. You're not adopting the family. You're there for the child only. And you partner with our agency to help guide your activities and the things that you'll do with the child. And you really simply partner with the parent in terms of, I'm going to pick this young man up this day, and I'm going to take him and show him how to change a tire. Or I'm going to take him and to a basketball game. Or I'm just going to throw a football out in a park. I mean, just it's the simplest things. You don't need any special skills. You don't need any special degrees. It's just sharing your time and your talent and whatever you think that young man might enjoy. And they're very vocal. They'll say, I just want to walk in the park or teach me how to ride a bike. We took a bunch of our kids ice skating, many of them for the first time, and they weren't 5 or 6. They were 12, 13, 10. They were older children learning for the first time how to ice skate. And those are the little gifts that a mentor in our program gives to our children.
So Big Brothers, Big Sisters, do all of the youth have to be in foster care, or are they in foster care?
No, a majority of our children are in a single-parent household environment. For our little boys, we do not, as a practice, match them in our program if the father is in the home. It's really designed to support a child with that absentee father. I mean, we will match little girls if the mom's in the household, but that household where that little boy does not have a dad or a male figure in their home really has a great need. So it's not as though a man is going to be competing against or with another parent. It's really providing that complement support that that little boy is looking for.
What if you weren't? What if you're a male listening now and you were not raised by the typical male that's supposed to be in the home?
They make exceptional mentors because they know just having that companionship with an adult male and that role model, letting them know this is what a grown man, a responsible man, a dependable man is like. And it's that simple. It's not very complicated. And I find that our younger men or men that grew up without a father in their lives, they take that role super serious. And they are very dedicated to our children as mentors.
Ages what, 9 to 18?
5 to 18.
5 to 18.
Right.
Does the big have to discipline the child at all?
You will find the children we work with have the best behaviors because they want this relationship to continue. And they typically are so excited about waiting 2 weeks or 3 weeks to see their big again. They even behave better in school and at home because it's a really special experience for them to have that dedicated time with someone that is there just for them. Start the process, fill out the application. We welcome everyone to just come and just give us an opportunity to share with you what we do in the process for being approved to become a big brother or a big sister. And we would love to have you be a part of our family and helping to change the trajectory of success for children in the community. So please go online.
Does a big have to go through an interview process?
They go through an interview process. They do go through a background check. We want to ensure our children are safe. And through the interview process, we want to make sure we understand the type of child you'll be comfortable with, age-wise, interest-wise. And we make a match where you'll find a child that has a lot in common with you. And it makes for a very strong and meaningful relationship when you have things in common. So we try to make the matches special and convenient in terms of within 20 miles from where you actually live. So you're not spending a lot of time on the road. You're spending time with the child. And it's something that makes it a little easier for that relationship to sustain itself.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So what are your goals for 2020?
My goals for 2020 is to serve more children and help them be successful in life and give them caring and loving mentors who are really going to be a part of their experience and growing up and just being there for them to help them through their challenges and be there to celebrate their successes.
This is an opportunity for you to stretch your boundaries and be a hero or
yes.
a shero,
yes.
'cause that's what you could be.
Truly, yes.
You want to be looked up to? Be a big.
Become a mentor. We're looking for minimally 31 in 31 days.
Okay. I think we can do this.
We can do this.
It's easy. It's easy.
Yes.
Do you look at our income? You don't look at our income if we want
no,
to
No, your income does not matter. As I stated earlier, degrees don't matter. It's a caring heart and it's making time and being committed to supporting the child and working with our staff to really help change the trajectory for success.
And if we are thinking about this, this is a good opportunity for you to put on your resume, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, we're a national organization. And to say that you're a mentor of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, it just simply reflects that you're a person that not only dedicates themselves to helping others, but you're committed to being a part of the greater good for our community. So I think that's an excellent point.
And if we start in January of 2020 being a mentor, because we're looking for 31 men, yes, you listening now, you can do this. How long will a big be a big?
Well, we ask for 1 year commitment minimally. It goes faster than you would think, but our relationships last for years. I mean, we have some young people that have been with their mentors for 30 plus years. So, I mean, that's not a requirement, but the relationships, they last because they become part of their family, and the connections are just that deep.
Got it.
But it's minimally 1 year that we like for someone to commit.
Do you ever have any reunions?
Because yes.
Cool.
I mean, all the time feedback on how people are coming together and seeing each other and for the first time after several years. And it's exciting. Yeah.
All right. She's exciting. Yes, she is. It's Donna Dunlap. She's our chief executive officer with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Go right now. It's bbbscentralcarolinas.org.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break, so before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.